Acolo îți dai fresh la ura cu forele. Șum. Nu e o potrebă de tu de nașa celată starta. Am fac po drugi strani šum ostaja v sistemu, ne? No, in če šum ostaja v sistemu, je treba pogledati, kako se šum naprej širi v sistemu, ne? Če imam ta izraz tam za uhodno, ne? Zdaj, u šuma, ne? Ena in moja prevajalna funkcija, ne? Kako se nam tukaj izvedel, ne? Ena, ena in dva jod, Q obremenjeni, delta omega na nič, ne? So, what we saw before, noise is required for our oscillator to start. But after the oscillator is running, noise is still present in our system. And our system now, because it's an oscillator, it has a certain feedback, has a certain transfer function, and this noise may still get amplified by the system to much larger values than the original noise in the circuit. And for the reason for this is the transfer function we developed before. Zdaj, tukaj, če ostavim, so inserting this transfer function in my formula, here, in place of this. Minus znak, ne, minus. So, minus sign. Minus sign, because I have minus here. Lahko poskušamo da to stvar razvit, s tem da damo na skupni imenovalc. So, let's try to put this on, this double, solve this double, double fraction. We multiply with this on top and on the bottom. Sorry, n up in dva jod ql in spode imam ena i tukaj imam dva jod ql delta omega nič, ne? Minus ena, ne? Tak, ne? No, in zdaj imam un ulamek ena i ul omega omega nič deljeno ena manj ena je nič, ne? Je dva krat j ul delta omega z omega nič, ne? No, zdaj če tu lahko zdelim, ne? Je prvi členje. Prvi členje. N, dva, j, q, l. Omega nič, delta omega. Ne? In ena. Ne? So we can derive out the function describing the propagation of this noise voltage through our system to the amplifier input. This will be further amplified by the amplifier. By a limiting amplifier, that's important. Understood that that's a limiting amplifier. But for us it's enough now to have everything here. Kaj zdaj vidimo iz tega izraza? What can we see out of this expression? At large frequency offsets, pri velikih odstopnih frekvencijah, moramo vedeti, da ta QL je dosti večji kot ena. So, our oscillators usually are designed that this Q loaded is much larger than one. Če je zdaj delta omega dosti približno izga velikostnega razreda, so, if delta omega, if the frequency offset is of the same range, the central frequency,
this term is totally unimportant. Zato ker je Q, Q obremenjeni Q je velik, če imamo rezonator z velikim Q-jem, ta člen je popolnoma nepomemben pri velikih odstopanih frekvencah. So at large frequency offsets, this term is totally unimportant. But this term becomes important as delta omega is getting small. Okay, even our derivation was for only for small delta omega. As delta omega is getting small, these things grow. Cases got this there in our spectrum. What happens in our spectrum of our oscillator? We are talking about the spectrum here. Omega, relation to f of omega for absolute. So we draw just the power of the amplitude spectrum. We have some thermal noise, but as we go closer to the frequency, we get huge noise side bands close to the carrier being produced by our oscillator at omega zero. Tukaj okoli nam ta člen zelo ojača šum. So, this term is actually amplifying our noise close to omega zero. We are getting additional noise sidebands. So, our oscillator, its output is no longer nice. We do not have just the frequency the oscillator is oscillating, plus some flat thermal noise. No, we have huge noise close to the frequency. Se pravi, naš oscilator ne proizvaja ne izhodu samo nosilca, pa enega ravnega toplotnega šuma, kar ustreza, mislim, 290 Kelvinom, pač pa proizvaja zelo močne bočne pasove šuma. Ne? Zato, ker tam se šum ojači, kad je delta omega majhen. Kad je delta omega majhen, dobimo zelo veliko ojačanje šuma tukaj noter. Ne? In to je tisti, zdaj tisti grdi pojav, ki moramo pogledati zdaj, kako z njim naprej. Ne? So there is this, this additional effect that close to the operating frequency of an oscillator, thermal noise is getting amplified. Getting amplified very much because this term may be very large at small delta omega. At the smaller delta omega, the larger this term. And this term may get really very, very large. Zdaj, šum je popolnoma naključen signal, ker njemu se lahko pogovarjam samo o moči. Ne? So, noise is a completely random signal. I can only talk about the power. Well, I can say that here I have my noise power of my source, and here I have my noise power at the input. At the power at the input of our amplifier. Zdaj predelamo, če predelamo vse te stvari, ne, na šum vemo, da moč je napetost po absolutni vrednostni kvadrat z dvakrat delovna upornost. Ne. So noise is, if we have the amplitude of the voltage here, is amplitude square divided by twice the load resistor. Zaradi tega lahko vidimo tukaj, da moč na vhodu, ne, na videzna moč na vhodu, tukaj, bo zdaj moč šuma krat absolutna vrednost tega ulomka, se pravi 1 z 2 j q obremenjeni omega nič delta omega in 1 po absolutni vrednosti na kvadrat. Ne. So, if I take just the ratio of the powers, power of the noise here, power of the output signal here, the ratio is the same as the ratio of the voltage ratio squared. The voltage ratio is this brackets here. This thing squared and just amplitude, just the absolute value of this thing. Everything clear up to now? Kakšna je zdaj absolutna vrednost izraza, ki ima en del čisto realen in en del čisto imaginaren. So what is the absolute value of something that has a completely imaginary part, and this is this part here, plus some completely real part here, and this thing squared is the real part squared plus the imaginary part squared. So this is 1 plus the imaginary part squared is 2 krat q obremenjeni, in tukaj imam še omega nič, delta omega, tu na kvadrat. So the magnitude squared of this expression, if this is real part squared plus imaginary part squared. Ok? Tako da je moč na vhodu, kaj je zdaj moč šuma, krat tukaj ena in, zdaj imamo ta oklepaj še enkrat na kvadrat, 2 krat 2 q obremenjeni, omega nič, na kvadrat tukaj, ne? Še eno kvadrat tukaj, ne? So this is the expression for our input power. The noise power, how does the noise power get amplified? If we start with this noise power that was provided by the three resistors, 1, 2, and 3, and how this noise power, due to our system, it gets amplified to an input power Vn. Kakšna bo zdaj ta moč šuma, ne? So what is going to be this noise power that we have here in the spectrum? Lahko si zrišemo tako, ne? Če rišem tukaj gor, tukaj rišem recimo logaritemsko skalo delta omega, tukaj rišem logaritemsko skalo, da to pojača na moč šuma na vhodnih sponkah, ne? So I plot here a logarithmic scale for delta omega, I plot here a logarithmic scale for the amplified noise power at the amplified input, reference to amplified input. Pri visokih frekvencijah je ta stvar konstantna, je tu samo toplotni šum, ne? Ampak, kadar pridemo tukaj na frekvenco, tu se zgodi, kadar je ta ulomek enak ena, se pravi, tukaj rečemo, da je delta omega, ne? Je enako omega nič z 2 ulovet, ne? Od tukaj pa začne šum naraščati. So, noise is just thermal noise here. And it's amplified noise here. Close to the carrier. Bližini nosilca se ta šum ojača, ne? In ta krivulja tega šuma, kako gre ta krivulja tega šuma, ker imam tukaj noter kvadrat, vidite, ta stvar zdaj gre z kvadratom frekvence, ne? Se pravi, ta ojačen šum je sorazmeren delta omega na minus 2, ne? So this noise is actually proportional to the square of the inverse value of the delta omega. Because these things get squared. Well, here it is unity. Tukaj je enota, ne? Tukaj recimo naš pn, ne? So we have unity. Unity gain for large frequency offsets, but for small frequency offsets, the noise power gets amplified. Stay. Our amplifier is working in saturation, but I have to erase this because I badly need board space.
And
since the amplifier is working in saturation, the amplifier is going to remove any amplitude variations of the signal. Zato, ker ta vreče valjnik tukaj noter deluje v nasičenju, bo odstranil vso, bo odstranil vso našo amplitudno komponento šuma. Ne? Ostala mi bo samo fazna komponenta šuma. So going here to the output, what is left here is only phase noise. Because amplitude noise can be removed by the saturation of this amplifier, or we may add additional limiting amplifiers to cut away amplitude noise. V enem vrečevalniku, že samo vrečevalnik, ker deluje v nasičenju, nam bo porezal amplitudni šum, bo imel na izhodu konstantno amplitudo. Ne? Vse, kar mi meni ostane v spektru, je samo fazni šum. No, lahko bi zapisal, da moč tega faznega šuma ne, bo zdaj enaka ena polovica od te moči na vhodu. Ne? So the phase noise power is going to be one half of this power, because if we don't know anything about the signal, if the signal is totally random, half of the power is in phase with the carrier and half of the power is in quadrature interface with the carrier. The power that's in phase in the carrier is going to cause amplitude noise. The power that is in quadrature with the carrier is going to cause phase noise. Amplitude noise is essentially removed by the limiting amplifier. We are only left with phase noise. So we are left with one half here of noise power at the input. Times here. And in tukaj zdaj. Imamo dva krati obremenjeni. Delta omega, omega nič, šta stvar na kvadrat. Ne? Just saving space on the board. We will be only left with the phase amplitude, because the phase noise, because amplitude noise is removed by the system. Or we can remove it with additional amplifier with going to saturation.
Limiter,
right? Yeah, limiter. We had a limiter circuit at the output. But usually the active device in our oscillator is already a limiter, so it's not a problem. Amplitude noise is not a problem, but well, phase noise, there is no way to remove phase noise from our signal. Zdaj, tisto merilo je normirana gostota faznega šuma. So, a good measure to measure how much phase noise is to compare phase noise to the carrier. We have here some... sad nema misla črta uporabo, da nas ne zmešam. Tukaj sem pisal pa nič to, ne? Tukaj sem pisal... So, I wrote here... P0 as the carrier power. In zdaj, sam da bo pišem ena četrka, da bi se nam nešel tukaj noter. No, koliko so zdaj en zelo pomemben podatek bo, se pravi, koliko moči imam na nosilcu. P0 is the power, P0 is meant the power at omega 0, the power of our oscillator, at the input. Well, we calculated the power of the phase noise.
What is the noise power in this circuit here? What is the equivalent noise power here at the input of the amplifier? Šum, navidezna šum, tukaj bo pasovna širina, krat Boltzmannova konstanta, krat vsota vseh temperatur. Ne? So the equivalent noise power will be bandwidth in which we measure times Boltzmann constant times the sum of all temperatures in our circuit. Or we may rewrite this, simplifying this by B, KB, and here we have reference temperature T0 times the noise figure. Nekako bi lahko poenostavili, zakaj bi lahko poenostavili, lahko pišemo s šumnim številom, zato ker ta ojačevalnik tukaj ima neko šumno število. In ta upor se nahaja na temperaturi nič. Ne? Te nič. Te nič je 290 Kelvin. So, on many occasions, our resonator is at the reference temperature, the room temperature is zero. And if I have a noise, I have my source that has noise power at 290 Kelvin, then I simply add the noise figure to get the total noise, total equivalent noise at the input of the amplifier. This is just a simplification. Be careful when you use this. Sometimes this expression may not be that simple. Sometimes. This is always correct. Ta stvar je zmerno pravilna, en ta izraz, ko se štejem se šumne temperature, ampak zdaj, ker začnemo to videti s šumnimi števili, pa treba biti previden, za ta zgled to velja. So for this example, we can use the noise figure, because this one is the source is room temperature, and then we add the noise of the amplifier. But this may not always be the case. We may have very noisy resonators here. Luka Bogataj je imel tako, zdaj, doktorsko disertacijo delal optoelektronski oscilator, z optoelektronski oscilator z optično zakasnitvijo, optično kasnitvijo od rabu in tista stvar je precej šumeča. So, an example we did in our lab was Luka Bogataj was making his PhD thesis on an optoelectronic oscillator and in an optoelectronic oscillator the resonant device, the optical delay line, has a temperature, huge temperature here, much larger than room temperature. So this is not valid. This is always okay. This is always okay. But this is not valid for the optoelectronic oscillator. Forget it. We cannot write it this way because we have lots of noise here, say in an optical delay line. So just to explain that not all things are the same here. We are just dealing with us as if this were at room temperature, but this is not, needs not be the case. In the optoelectronic oscillator, this is not true. Well, this is true. This is always true. In the optoelectronic oscillator, we can have huge delays, so huge equivalent Qs here, but we have lots of thermal noise. Lots, not the thermal noise, but noise coming from the system. V optoelektronski oscilator, zakaj je to Luka delal, skušal narediti oscilator z nizkim faznim šumom, zato ker tiste optične zadevščine vam lahko Q tukaj hrozno povečajo. Da se blazno veliko Q doseži z velikimi zakasnitvami. Kilometri optičnega vlakna. Ampak žal je šum tukaj velik, ne, tako da je treba vedeti, kaj počnemo. Ne? So, every equation we write down, we have to know when it is valid. Vsako je našo moramo vedeti, kdaj velja, za določene stvari to ne velja. Ne? Ja, merilo zdaj bo seveda razmerje, ne? Naše merilo bo razmerje naš ga bomo opisali na tak način, fazni šum bomo opisali kot L od delta omega ali pa L od delta F, ne? In tu bo spektralna gostota faznega šuma. Ne? So, we are going to write the spectral, noise spectral density of our phase noise, but expressed as
da bomo napisali tukaj, se pravi, moč faznega šuma, deljena z močjo, tukaj z močjo, deljena z močjo nosilca, da pravi stepenič, ne? Ampak tudi na enoto pasovne širine, ne? Se pravi, tale šum pomnožen na enoto pasovne širine. Ne? Zato, ker, se pravi, krat ena z b, ne? Oziroma tukaj bi imeli l od delta omega, bi imeli moč faznega šuma, ne? Z b nič krat ena z dva pi krat b, če bi pisali pasovno širino, to kar omega. Ne? So, we may write the noise spectral density as of delta omega as of delta f. So now, all our derivations have delta omega. In practice, when you look at the instrument, the spectrum analyzer in the lab, we have delta f, we don't have delta omega. We use different units. So be careful here, because now we are going to change units. This change is not as painful as it may look like. We already have this noise power expressed with B. So this is already fine. So we would prefer to use this one here. So we have to rewrite this expression, the phase noise, as a function of noise power, 1 plus, se pravi tukaj, ampak bom pisal tukaj F nič, ne? Namesto omega nič in bom pisal delta F. So in place of writing omega 0 and delta omega, I write F0 and delta F. I divide by 2 pi both in the numerator and the denominator. Because usually you use hertz as a unit. No, in zdaj poskušamo tega zapisati naprej. So we are trying to write this one, go ahead with this one. Ja, imamo zdaj, govorimo ena polovica, moč šuma, spod imam moč nosilca, ne? Imam ena in F nič, dvakrat obremenjeni delta F na kvadrat, ne? So write this ratio. In grem naprej, bom za to šumno moč še ustavil tukaj noter, kar imam, ne? So I'm going to further insert what I have here. Še ena z B, oprostite, B sem še pozabil tukaj. I forgot the bandwidth here. So this is normalized phase. Normalized to carry on. Zakaj normaliziramo spektralno gostoto faznega šuma na nosilcu? Kje je tukaj razlog? Zato, ker nam nič ne pomeni, če imamo moč. Samo moč šuma tukaj. Moramo vedeti moč šuma per koliko moči nosilca. Ker važno za nas je razmerje signal šum. So for us, the important parameter is signal to noise. Here the signal is the carrier power, the noise is the phase noise. And it's important to normalize, now we are normalizing noise to signal in place of signal to noise. But we have noise divided by signal. Because we can always amplify the signal, but amplify the signal, we are also going to amplify phase noise. Jaz z katera koli oscilatorja lahko ojačem, šum, ampak lahko ojačem signal, ampak če ojačem signal, bom ojačil tudi fazni šum. Ne? Upam, da bom novega dodajal, upam ga ne bom dodajal, upam, nisem tak peckon, ne? So I hope to do things well, not to add additional noise, but if I am going to amplify my oscillator signal, for instance, transmitter, then I'm also going to amplify phase noise. Da vidimo, če vse tu skupaj vsavim noter, ne, zdaj tu je zdaj, p nič krat b tukaj, gor je ena polovica, moč šuma prepišem, b krat Boltzmannova konstanta krat vsota vseh temperatur. temperatur, ne? To je pravil napisano, da ne bom jaz tam s šumnim številom, kaj rogo videl preveč, ne? Ena in F nič, dvakrat Q obremenjeni delta F, ne? Na kvadrat, ne? No, kar vidim zdaj tukaj je jasno, ker sem se skupaj normiral na časovno širino, se pa časovna širina pokrajša. So, the bandwidth cancels out because the result is normalized to the carrier power. To the bandwidth, to the 1 hertz of bandwidth. Merske enote, ki jih imata spektralna gostota šuma, so herci na minus 1. Ne? So, the unit of measurement of this phase noise spectral density is hertz to the minus 1. There are no watts because it's normalized to the carrier. Nimamo nobenih vatov tukaj, zato ker vati šuma se delijo z vati nosilca. So, watts of the noise power are divided by noise of, are normalized to the watts of the carrier power. So, watts cancels out, this is hertz to the minus 1. Tisto, kar se dostikrat tukaj počne, so what we frequently do here is use logarithmic units. Decibels. No in to je spektralno gostoto šuma, normalizirano. So this normalized spectral density as a function of the frequency offset kot funkcija. Dosti, kad pišemo v decibelih na nosilec. So decibels above carrier. Decibels related to the carrier. No, in tu je zdaj desetkrat logaritem z osnovo deset. Od izraza, ki ga imamo tam, se pravi je ena polovica. Bom pisal prej na oglavje prepaj. So we will write this ena in nič dvakrat ku obremenjeni delta F na kvadrat, ne? In od tega ulomka, kaj mi je ostalo še, Kb krat vsota temperatur, deljeno z močjo nosilca, ne? Še nekaj, jaz logaritma ne morem zračunati od herca, ne? Herca na minus 1. So, what is wrong with this expression? I cannot go directly to decibels carrier, I have to say per hertz of bandwidth. In če tu na hertz pasovne širine, je treba tu tukaj pomnožiti z enim hertzem. This helps to be multiplied by 1 hertz here. Kar dosti krat pa ste dobili napisano tudi v Wikipedia, če pogledam, so if you look at in Wikipedia, on many occasions you will have this spectral noise density, normalized phase noise density, norm in decibels per carrier per hertz is written this way, 10 times logarithm, deset, desetiški, ena polovica tukaj, ena in, nič dvakrat po obremenjeni, delta F na kvadrat, Kb, te nič, F, ne, pa nič krat n hertz, ne. So, on many occasions this equation is rewritten in this way, using the noise figure. But with the noise figure I told you, noise figure is a very clumsy measurement unit. You remember 1 month ago at the lectures I explained you that some crazy foolish man invented this unit of measurement noise figure. It's completely, in some occasions it's a nice unit measurement, in some occasions it's a disaster. It's a disaster because people use it the wrong way. It is not valid for an optoelectronic oscillator. It doesn't work. With an optoelectronic oscillator, remember to work with this one. With radio oscillators that have their resonating device at room temperature, this may work. May work, but you have to be careful with this. Ta enačba se kliče tudi po izumitelju. David Leeson, 1966. Vas moram takrat opozoriti tukaj, ne? Da ljudje so pač kone, ne? In ne vejo napake, ki se lahko zgodi tukaj noter.
z tem šumnim številom tukaj. Šumno število je koliko sta enota? Možete biti zelo previdni, kaj počnete. Šumno število velja, samo če je šumna temperatura vira enaka sobni temperaturi. Kaže v optoelektronskem osciljatorju, to ni res, ne? To je tako izgled, ne? In Leeson je to čisto pravilno izpeljal, ne? Samo še danes lahko celo v knjigah, lahko prečiste pa v člankih, pa da Leesonova enačba ni točna, pa da to je približno, pa tudi ne drži, pa tudi ne drži samo 5.13. Ni res. Leesonova enačba smo mi izpeljali. Drži, ker smo izpeljali na tabu. Ampak ljudje uporabljajo, ne znajo. So, what is here wrong with Leeson's equation? Leeson derived this thing in 1966, so 50 years ago. David Leeson derived. And it's a derived equation. It's an accurate equation. It holds perfectly within the limits what we were talking on the bar. But some people are using it in the wrong way because they don't know what the noise figure is. And they use it in the wrong way, and then they say that Leeson equation is just an approximation, that is an empirical equation, that it is not always valid, and you can read many crazy things in articles, in scientific articles, and even in textbooks. You read very stupid things about the Leeson equation. But let's go back to the origin, let's see what sum of temperature is, what noise figure is. And then we are right. Now where the problem starts is that things may get complex because the sum of temperatures may be a function of the frequency offset, or the noise figure may be a function of the frequency offset. Kaj se nam zdaj lahko zgodi ena dodatna nesreča, ena dodatna komplikacija, kaj se skupaj je, da te izvori šuma so lahko frekvenčno odvisni. Kje je zdaj ta težava, če je tukaj skiciram na tablo? Ne? No, zdaj jaz mislim, da lahko pobrišem, pobrišem stik, so, I hope I can erase much of the derivation here, to see where the problem is. Fazni šum so v resnici radijalni na sekundo, ne? Koliko radijalov faza od svopleta na sekundo? So pisali radians per hertz. How many radians of phase noise deviation do we have per hertz of bandwidth? So the unit of measurement is radian per hertz, to be accurate. No, gremo zdaj. Mislim, radijani celo, radians squared per hertz, because radians are for the phasor, power is radians squared per hertz. Radians squared per hertz. Radijani na kvadrat, če gremo čisto točno primer. No, kje je zdaj naša težava? Naša težava je v tem, da če jaz rišem za en običajen tranzistor, tukaj, rišem logaritem. In tukaj rišem dobro, zdaj šum, ne, recimo šumno temperaturo ali pa šumno število, ne. Mogoče pišem kar linearno skala, tako ne bom pisal, da bi se pišem. Use a linear scale for frequency. Kaj se zdaj tukaj dogaja? Ne? Naš tranzistor mi ponavadi mirimo šumno število per razmeroma visokih frekvencah. Ne? Jaz bi lahko rekel tu šumna temperatura per visokih frekvencah
ali pa šumno število prvi visoki frekvenci. Ampak, to je toplotni šum. Toplotni šum imamo prvi visoki frekvenci. Thermal noise, I only have thermal noise at high frequencies. But at low frequencies, 1 over F noise takes over. Pri nizkih frekvencah imam ena z F šum, ne? In ta ena z F šum je pri neki vogalni frekvenci, so 1 over F noise starts at some kind of corner frequency, and approximate, these are very approximate expression for the noise figure, or for the noise temperature is noise figure for the RF or noise temperature in the RF range. Ena in tukaj. Ena in ta FC. So this corner frequency divided by frequency. Težave se naredijo pri nizkih frekvencah, ne? Moram še malo daljša slica tukaj nisem. Have to plot a longer figure here. So trouble started at low frequency when this thermal noise gets the most important, the largest contribution in thermal noise. What is this corner frequency? Kakšne velikostne razrede, tu smo tudi imeli na tabli, ta stvar je mogoče 1 kHz z bipolarni spojni transistor in je mogoče 1 MHz z en površinski transistor, se pravi rečemo MOSFET. Ne? So, the corner frequency may be quite low, depends a lot on the technology, semiconductors, right? The corner frequency may be just 1 kHz for bulk devices like junction transistors have their active region deep inside the semiconductor, and maybe quite high for surface devices like MOSFETs. With MOSFETs, everything happens on the surface of the semiconductor, on the transition from silicon to silicon oxide. Se pravi, pri MOSFETih zgodi se na površini in ta slika je velika. Ampak zdaj, kakšna težava je v oscilatorju? So, what is now the problem of an oscillator? The problem of an oscillator is that we have an extremely strong carrier at F0. Oscilator ima izredno močen in na tem nosilcu jaz imam tudi mešanje, ki ga dobim zaradi zasičanja. I have saturation and saturation causes intermodulation distortion. Of the third order, and also of other order, but maybe just write any order here of intermodulation distortion. What is the net effect of this intermodulation distortion? The net effect is that this 1 over F noise gets transferred here. This is 1 over F minus F0. And this curve is also 1 over F minus F0. Celotna ta slika se zaradi mešanjem preslika, ne? So, our intermodulation distortion actually transfers this noise from very, very low frequencies up to our carrier frequency. And this is where trouble starts. This is where trouble starts, so our noise figure will actually not be just at low frequencies, but also at transferred up here. So, isto kar se zdaj preslika, ta naša frekvenca, ne? Šumno število bo zdaj šumno število pri visokih frekvencah, RF, ne? Krat ena in zdaj FC deljeno z delta F. Ne? So, actually here this quantity is delta F. Or delta F. So, things get the low frequency noise due to the limiting. Limiting action, so this is saturation. Saturation is limiting action. This is non-linear effect. The non-linear frequency will mix this noise from low frequencies up to high frequencies. In intermodulation distortion of many different order, maybe here. But limiting, we know that limiting is a third order effect, limiting, and limiting is a source of intermodulation distortion. And our intermodulation distortion, we actually transfer this low frequency noise around the carrier. So if things could not go worse than this, stvari ne bi mogli slabši, ne, tukaj Murphy je poskrbel, ne, da mešanje nam preslika nizkofrekvenčen šum na transistorje, ki bo popolnoma nepomemben, ga preslika na visoka frekvencija, to ravno tja, ker nam največ škodi. Kaj se zaradi tega zgodi? Zaradi tega je treba zdaj tu ustaviti na drve enačbe, ne, pravile, da, ali pa pravile, ali ja. In tukaj v našem, naši rizbici šuma, ne, se bo tukaj pri 2pi, 2pi fc, če mi še za omega pisano, se bo ta krivulja še zlomila. So here the curve will become even steeper here. Here we have one point, here another pivoting point, and here will be compare, it will be scaled to 1 to omega minus 3. Below this frequency, below fc, regardless of how much f0 is. Because f0 is converting all the junk right where we don't want it. This happens in any oscillator. Maybe we can do something with oscillators. If we have this thing available. Nekaj, kar mogoče lahko naredimo z oscilatorji, če imamo to na razpolago, je to, da naredimo ta ojačevalnik iz več stopen in da stopnja, ki ima omejevanje, samo po sebi ne proizvaja čim manj ena za šuma. So, one side solution to this problem would be to make a more complex amplifier, to have limiting in a place when it does the least amount of conversion from low frequency noise to the high frequency noise. Things are difficult to understand here. Te stvari so težke za razumeti, zakaj se to da narediti. Žal, niti moj doktorant tega ni napravil. So even Luca, my PhD student, was unable to do this. So here he could improve very much his phase noise of his oscillator, but he didn't really made it to this experiment, to have the limiting at the right spot. In fact, he did not investigate where the limiting was coming from in our system. So, placing the limiting in the right spot in an oscillator can reduce very much the phase noise. But this, you have to know all the theory behind. And unfortunately, students don't study my lectures, so they don't know about these things. Žal študenti je ne študiral, Luka tega ni prav speljal, to mu zamerim pa doktorat. Moram tukaj takoj povedati. Tako da je cela enačba, tako kot je dopisno zapisano na Wikipediji, ne, bo verjetno nekaj tata, ne, se pravi ta spektralna gostota šuma, ne, normirana, ne, normirana nosilc v decibeli na herc, ne, bo zdaj takšen izraz. Desetkrat logaritem desetiški, ta polovica lahko zadej pisa, lahko pišem tukaj ena polovica, ena in zdaj imam tukaj f nič za dvakrat q obremenjeni delta f na kvadrat in tukaj imam kb, t nič, šumno število pri visokih frekvencah, zato pišem r, deljeno z močjo, ne? In tukaj imam še dodatni člen ena in ta vogalna frekvenca ena za šuma za delta f. So, frequently people, they insert this corner frequency of my active device right in the Leeson's equation. So in place of writing a general noise figure, they write just the RF noise figure, but multiplied by this one over F. Tu se lahko še dodata stvar zraven, ne? Tako da, v te oblike, recimo, imate napisano Wikipedia. On Wikipedia, there is no different derivation, but you have this final form of the equation. Dobro, naredimo odmor in potem naslednjo uro, kakšna skriva. Zadosti hudih izpustov.